The following program was produced by the United States Courts.
Hello, I'm Bridget Lyles with the United States Courts. Americans speak hundreds of languages, so court interpreters are vital to the federal courts. But sometimes an interpreter with the right language skills isn't available. That's when the courts turn to a program that helps them bridge the gap. In the 90s, the federal courts introduced the Telephone Interpreting Program, or TIP. Javier Soler is a court interpreting program specialist at the Administrative Office of the U.S. Courts in Washington, D.C.
The advantage to the TIP program is that it allows for courts requiring interpreters to bring an interpreter in remotely and receive the very best possible service.
There are 94 federal courts, but only 20 of them have staff interpreters. Among those courts with interpreters, 11 are known as provider courts. These courts are equipped to help litigants overcome language barriers via a two-way telephone system.
There are two lines connected to the audio system.
Donald Palmer is a management analyst at the AO in Washington, D.C.
One line is a direct path for a one-way communication to the defendant in the courtroom, and the other telephone line is a direct communication to the overall room audio system so that the interpreter is heard throughout the room.
Please say your name.
请说你的名字.
The service helps move non-English speakers through the federal system more efficiently while safeguarding due process rights, according to Bob Lowney, chief of the Court Program Division at the AO.
Well, TIP is important because the Court Interpreters Act requires the courts to provide an interpreter for those defendants who don't speak English, and that's a critical function.
Since 2005, the courts have averaged approximately 3,700 TIP events per year. Javier Soler estimates the program saves the judiciary more than $1.5 million annually.
Cost containment is certainly a very important point, but we would never do it at the cost of quality. You are able, with the telephone interpreting program, to bring the most qualified interpreters in the country for relatively short matters.
A typical TIP session is an hour or less. It is also useful when there's a need for a language of limited diffusion.
That means languages that may be indigenous to a very limited area. I can give you an example. In Mexico, we have languages that are spoken by less than 50,000 people. So you may have only one interpreter in the entire country.
And providing that one qualified interpreter is the strength of the TIP program.
Everybody in the federal courts has the right to understand what's happening in those courts and matters instituted by the United States. So basically allows for equal access to justice for all.
There are nearly 70 courts using telephone interpreting. Most of the provider courts are located in the Northeast. Reporting with the U.S. Courts, I'm Bridget Lyles in Washington.